Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
What about a defendant in a case like this? Here we have Richard Allen, 130 years in prison now, unless something magical happens. I mean, that's got to be incredibly difficult, if in fact he is innocent, to constantly have what appears to be just a barrage of lies flying at you, that people are sitting there stacking evidence in certain ways or omitting evidence in certain ways. There's a lot of that in this case to benefit their narrative. And obviously he was sitting there in solitary confinement for 14 months, basically being tortured. And then he comes out a totally different person, you know, admitting to the crime in ways that really don't make any sense, but the prosecution hangs their hat on that. That's got to be something that could really screw with your mind, if not break your mind. Could it not?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think he came in with a history of depression. He's a vulnerable person anyway. And I would think, I can only speculate not knowing him, but I think anybody would be impacted tremendously. And if you're vulnerable, that could be the factor that contributed to his clear psychotic break. And not only confessing to the you know, the killing of the girls, but also that he killed his grandchild, which he doesn't have, you know. So as I always say, a psychotic confession is not a real confession, and it's just tragic. And I think he's probably given up all hope at this point and just accepting that this is his awful fate.
Yeah, I mean, it's heartbreaking and it's horrible to try and wrap your mind around some of this. When we look at some of the people in this case specifically that were pointed out very early on, like the Keegan Klein character specifically, that's the one that very much baffles me. And I don't quite grasp how prosecution got into the hole that they did of not exploring him further and exploring Ron Logan further, especially when you have the FBI going, this is a little interesting over here. And then you have evidence that continues to come out. Granted, what we're talking about right now would be the confession letters that were by Rishi Davis that basically state, here's what he told me, here's what Keegan said to me, here's what Ron Logan said to me. And it has so much information on there that no one else would know other than the actual killer. And there's a shocking amount, far more than I was even aware, that are in some of these letters that are in that new affidavit that is coming out. When you have all that new information and you're the prosecutor, and it's right in front of you, how do you still have the blinders on when it's your job to try and find justice in a case like this? Why would you not? Is there any logical motivation to not go down roads that could exonerate someone or just go where reality is if you don't have some sort of, you know, iron in the fire here other than just your ego? That's, I think, the big question with this case is, if you're to give your conjecture, do you feel that this is something where people are battling for their egos and what they've already said and done, or are they battling for something bigger, for something else? Are they covering for something else? And it's just pure speculation. Because there's a difference, I think, sometimes if it's battling for ego or battling for out of fear because the system or something bigger than you over here that's saying, this is the way it has to go. Don't say anything else.
Yeah, it's got really scary possibilities, and it's hard to understand. I mean, we always were raised to think that the justice system, the court system, was about getting to the truth. And we know, after, you know, looking at cases over the last few decades, and certainly with DNA evidence where so many people have been exonerated, that the system doesn't really work about getting to the truth. That's what it's supposed to do, but it really doesn't. And so is there something even more nefarious going on here? I think we're going to be speculating about that for a long time, if not forever.
Are we into a place where ego can really rule the day more than it did in the past, where there, yes, we have rules, we have laws, we have things where it's like, okay, the judge should rule on it this way if this is what's going on. But now we have cases here where, you know, facts be damned, rules be damned. And it's not just that people, and I'm not making any specific accusation here, but people in these places of power sometimes now seem to be like, well, yeah, I know that's the trend, or that's what we have been doing through all of eternity of how we handle this, but I'm not going to anymore. And you know what? There's no guardrails. There's nobody here that's going to accost me or penalize me in any way, shape, or form if I don't do the job the way you think I should be doing the job, or the way the job is described to be done. People in places of power, and look, we're seeing it obviously on a much larger scale if we're talking about our country as a whole and just rules being broken left and right. Are we seeing a lot more of that on a smaller level, on local levels, where we have rules in place, but there's no guardrail. There's nothing to hold power to accountability in so many places anymore. Or maybe there used to be, but we don't have it because people were just kind of doing things the way they were supposed to for a long time, but not anymore.
My guess is it's always been a problem, and we were just not aware of it. I can think of cases going back many years where I don't think justice was served, you know, because of things that have come to light in the future. But yeah, it's not the way that it's supposed to work. And when we have a system where there's supposed to be checks and balances, but nobody's checking and nobody's balancing, you know, what exactly do we do other than try to keep shining a light on it, just as you're doing?
And I wonder about that, because now we have a world where far more people can shine a very bright light on things, more than just a big media organization that decides we're going to do this story tonight at 10. You have, you know, us, you have tons of people like us that are out there that, you know, okay, we're all going to do this, and it's going to be like an invasion of lake flies because there's so many of us just, you know, covering these same things. Maybe that's a good thing at this point in time. As much as people will criticize, oh, it's everything's over dissected. Maybe that's good, because the people in power that used to be held accountable or should be held accountable aren't doing it anymore. So now it's almost like a citizen uprising on some of these cases of you're not doing your job right. So in some ways, maybe there is more accountability, but is it where it matters?
Right, right. I think that it has to be consistent. It has to be loud. It has to go on, you know, indefinitely, and hope that it eventually will do some good. And it's hard to know, but I think you're right. I think we do have more of a voice now. And of course, that also means that crazy people have more of a voice too, but
that's true.
You know, that's all we can do, is keep trying to put the truth out there, or put in place the voice of reason, and the voice that's always saying, you know what, we can't just swallow a single story, particularly when facts indicate otherwise.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapist provides specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
The new McCrispy strip is here. Dip approved by ketchup, tangy barbecue, honey mustard, Sprite, McFlurry, Big Mac sauce, double dipped in buffalo and ranch, more ranch, and creamy chili McCrispy strip dip. Now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.